Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, Marketing and Communications Coordinator at Cape Light Compact, along with John Burns, an Energy Efficiency Program Planner at Cape Light Compact. We're located in the Superior Courthouse in the County Complex in Barnstable. Today, John and I are actually going to cover several topics, giving you an overview of what's new this fall at Cape Light Compact. From energy education opportunities available to your school, to upcoming training sessions that promote green industry on the Cape and Vineyard, plus so much more. Cape Light Compact is a plethora of energy resources and services available to you, and we're really excited to talk about them today. John, you're the first. I want to start with you, because we have several training sessions coming up that are under your guise.
We do have several.
Let me start mentioning them. They're coming up in October, but I figure it's never too early to get them on the calendar. And we have them listed at our website at capelightcompact.org under the Commercial and Industrial Programs. So, and they're all going to be held at the Massachusetts Maritime Academy in Buzzards Bay. The first one is October 15th, and it's the Building Operator Certification Training. Can you tell us a little bit about that, John?
Yes, this one is very targeted towards facilities people, facilities managers, facilities engineers, anyone that is involved with the maintenance and operation of a building. Mm-hmm. This course that we're giving now is what's called a level two course. It's more sophisticated than our basic building operator certification course. So it'll be typically for people who either have a fairly high level of sophistication with building operations or have gone through the building operator certification course.
But it's not necessary to have done the BOC
right.
training.
No,
the
it's
first
not,
level.
It's not a prerequisite,
right.
But I will say that it is for those that didn't need the basic training. That's geared towards them. It's a given over several days. It's begins Thursday, October 15th. Wednesday, December 9th. So it actually goes over multiple days. And people that are interested in that should get a hold of us at 800-797-6699 and let us know.
They can also register online. If you go again to capelightcompact.org, under the Commercial and Industrial Programs button on the left-hand side, right on that site, right in the front, there's a click to register button. So you'll have a lot more information there as well. Can you tell us a little bit about what goes, what are they going to be reviewing in this course?
They're going to be trained on basic building operations. This one is geared towards energy management systems, that type of thing. Some sophisticated systems, boilers, lighting, building controls, that type of thing.
Okay, so. Good. The next...
Let me just interject. Because,
I'm sorry.
I just want people to know there is a tuition involved for this, but the Cape Light Compact significantly will offset the tuition, as will National Grid. If the participant is a customer of a National Grid Gas, well, formerly Keyspan, they can get an incentive from them, they can get an incentive from us, and they can significantly offset the cost of the tuition.
So there's no excuse.
No excuse. And the savings of in building operation efficiency is dramatic for people that have gone through these courses, and they pay for themselves pretty quickly.
Well, that's great. Our next training session, again at the Mass Maritime Academy, is going to be October 22nd, and the title is Improving the Energy and Financial Performance of Your Commercial or Municipal Building. And John, I'm going to...
This is more general. Certainly facilities managers would come to this, but also managers generally, people that are responsible for paying the bills.
So town managers would
managers
be invited.
It would be a good candidate to come to this one. And building managers, commercial building managers also, town managers, commercial building managers, they're going to learn the basics of building improvement from an operations standpoint, and how to save energy and save money in the process.
Great, and you have a pretty impressive roster of speakers coming to this one too, don't you?
We do have a pretty impressive roster of speakers. there's folks, there's engineers, there are people from some of the other utilities will be participating. NSTAR, National Grid, Cape Light Compact will all be participating in this, and we have someone from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst who will also speak.
That's great. The next training, is there a cost associated with the training on October 22nd?
On October 22nd, yes, there is a cost, and that is, I believe, $100. $100 for commercial and industrial customers, and if you're not a customer, it's $150.
All right. And then the third event is, or the third training session, is coming up on November 5th, 2009. It's Energy Planning for Today and Tomorrow. And as I understand it, this is pretty specific for architects, engineers, town planners, and other building design professionals.
Right. And it's targeted towards them primarily so that they'll know and understand the utility and energy efficiency program, the programs themselves, the financing, the technical assistance that's available to folks that are either building new buildings or significantly and substantially rehabilitating old buildings. There's a tremendous amount of incentive money available for energy efficiency and energy improvements. And the purpose of this training is to get architects and engineers kind of on board and up to speed with these programs so that they'll know how to take advantage of them, and they'll be able to build efficient buildings and have a significant amount of the cost offset by these programs.
So all you architects and engineers out there, not even necessarily on Cape Cod, but if you're building on Cape Cod...
Mm-hmm. Or Martha's Vineyard.
Or Martha's Vineyard, we want you to come to this seminar, and it's free,
right?
Correct?
Yes, this one's...
This one's free. And again, I think there's also going to be some pretty impressive speakers there, and they're going to be able to take away a lot of information. John, I think there is a little bit of a schedule. Some of the things that you're going to go through on there.
Okay. It's basically starts 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to talk about the economic stimulus incentive money that's available, grants, et cetera, that are available. They're going to talk about the kinds of documentation that you're going to need to go after this type of money, talk about the building codes and the enhanced, what you need to do to exceed the building codes, because in order to get incentive money, you have to do better than with what the code is. The code is what you have to do by law. The beyond code is what you do because it's the right thing to do and because there's assistance available for you to do it. There's an overview of the Advanced Buildings Core Performance Program, which is a program that Cape Light Compact supports nationally. And it's a program that is designed to develop more efficient buildings. You can get what's called LEED LEED points for participating in advanced buildings.
What is LEED, John?
A leadership in efficiency design. Leadership in energy efficiency design. It's becoming kind of the gold standard for
or the platinum standard.
Or the platinum standard. Yes, they have different metallic standards in LEED buildings, and you can participate in the Advanced Buildings Core Performance Program, which is a kind of a what they call a prescriptive approach to the building, and get LEED points for that. And generally, what's going on in the new and improved green world, and where you're going to go to get help, and then after that, we're going to get a tour of the wind generator.
That's very exciting.
Yes, it is exciting.
And that's actually one of the. It's the largest on Cape Cod.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And all right. Well, that's terrific. So everyone out there, Cape Light Compact sponsoring green industry training, please go to our website at capelightcompact.org, click on the commercial and industrial button on the left-hand side, and you can either register online or, again, you can call us at 1-800-797-6699 and get more information about these training sessions. And we really encourage all those people out there in the building industry that who are in charge of making their buildings more efficient to come and take advantage of the resources that we're offering through Cape Light Compact. I think it's going to be pretty fantastic. I also wanted to talk about, since you know we're so close to going back to school, Cape Light Compact has an amazing energy education program that's run by Debbie Fitton in
our
office.
Yes, in fact, Debbie's been a guest on the program before.
And she's absolutely wonderful. It's now in its seventh year, which is pretty amazing.
It is.
That we've gone that far.
We're developing a generation of kids that are very energy conscious.
It's true. It's true. We partner with the National Energy Education Development Project, also known as NEED, and the Cape Cod Cooperative Extension, and we've come a long way in supporting teachers and students with information, materials, teacher training, and classroom support, and we really strive to continue our mission to promote an energy-conscious and educated society. And John's absolutely right. The kids that are out there now, they're really the ones that are telling us,
right.
You need to recycle, you need to change your light bulbs. You know, what's wonderful about this program, they're all free to our schools. And it's such an important part of our energy education or energy efficiency program because it really creates a network of educators and energy experts out there that support teachers with training on energy topics and concepts outlined, you know, through state frameworks, which is absolutely terrific. So we're kind of following a state guideline and curriculum. And there's a couple things that I wanted to mention. There's actually some fall teacher workshop series trainings called the Energy Education in the Frameworks of the Mind. And all of the workshops are held at the Holiday Inn in Hyannis from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The first one is September 30th, and it's called The Science of Energy. And you're going to learn about, quote-unquote, energizing activities that will help you teach your students, and of course these are for teachers, K through 12. You're going to learn how to trace the energy flow of a system, differentiate between forms and sources of energy, understand how energy is stored in the major energy sources, describe the main forms of energy, and explain energy transformations. I know that all sounds like Greek to most of us, but for the folks out there teaching it, it's really, really exciting. And, you know, teachers are going to leave with a free Science of Energy kit ready to use in the classroom. So, teachers, please go to these. The next one's going to be October 28th, and the topic, energy efficiency. And you will learn ways to teach students about energy conservation and efficiency measures and the economics of using them through the Energy House, which is an activity from the NEED project. After the energy efficient houses are completed and tested, we'll explore the world of the energy auditor. Oh, John, you can talk about that. By using tools of the trade to assess the energy efficiency in our schools and homes. And you're going to also leave with a free energy conservation toolkit and lesson plans. And again, this is free, and you're getting lunch, which is even better. The third is November 18th, and it's on renewable energy. And we'll be using the popular Kid Wind activities. You can get more information about that at www.kidwind.org. And there's going to be solar and hydro energy kits, and you can find ways to teach about renewable energy. So pre-registration, of course, is required for these, but you can go onto our website again at capelightcompact.org under the energy education button on the left-hand side this time. There is an amazing amount of information that, again, our energy education coordinator, Debbie Fitton, has put up there. And
that's the real key. Go to our website.
Go to our
Anybody
website.
Anybody that's listening to this program and maybe puttering around outside or something, they can't write all this information
That's
down.
True. And we are going to have all that. The other thing you can also get there, teachers, and anybody else who's interested, we have the Energy Star Teacher's Guide available from NEED. And you can download that directly on our website. If you want to get in touch with Debbie directly, you can reach her at 508-375-6703 or dfitton. It's FITTON at capelightcompact.org. So we're really excited about the new fall season coming up, because another thing you can also ask about is bringing an energy carnival to your school. Debbie hosts several of these. Many of our governing board members also attend, so you can meet your representative there at your school. And we also have a great program called Kids Teaching Kids. And you can also form an energy club at your school. And Debbie has a lot of information, and we have terrific teachers who can act as mentors to you who have done this in their schools and have won national awards for the work that they've done with their energy clubs. So, again, we're looking forward to that this fall. Another thing I kind of wanted to share while I had everybody here is things you can do at home to teach your kids about being more energy conscious. You know, it's kind of back to the whole turn off that light when you're not in the room. But we have a checklist.
Unless, of course, the kids have been through the NEED program, and then they're telling us to turn the lights off, which is great.
That's true. In our newsletter, which is available online, one of our newsletters, it's going to be the September newsletter, we have a whole checklist that you can cut out and post on your walls to remind your kids what they can do to conserve energy at home. And I'm just going to give you some of the tips. Keep doors and windows closed when the air conditioning or heat is on. Turn off lights, the TV, and other electronics when I leave the room. So how many times are they playing video games and they just leave it on. Unplug electronics and chargers when I'm done with them. So now that every kid has a cell phone,
charger stays plugged.
Yeah,
in.
Absolutely. And we want to get rid of those vampire loads. Put my computer to sleep. And if it's at all possible, walk, ride a bike, or skateboard instead of using a car or bus. And you can also tell your friends and family about the importance of energy, saving energy, and encourage your parents to take the Energy Star Pledge at energystar.gov/change the world. So that's a pretty good one. Let's see, what else do we have here?
I have got kind of an off-the-wall tip.
You have an off-the-wall tip,
Yeah, for Tom? This time of the year, and with a number of folks that are in second homes on Cape Cod, you're gonna leave and go back to the mainland, and you're going to turn your heat down to 55 degrees or whatever to keep the pipes from freezing in the winter. What happens in a number of occasions is people will turn the heat down, but they won't turn the fan switch over to the auto position.
Oh.
If the fan switch is left, it's a little tiny switch that's on your thermostat. You want to make sure that's in the auto position. because I would say a good 10% of the people leave it in the on position and not realize it. They'll leave the house without realizing it. That will eat up between $60 and $100 worth of electricity a month
while you're gone. I left mine on by accident. Yeah. Well, I live here full time, but I left it on by accident once for a long, long time. Right. And I almost fell over when I got my
bill. Well, you don't realize it because you hear the furnace running, mm-hmm. And you say, well, okay, it's supposed to be running because it's cold out. And but unfortunately, what happens is when the furnace shuts off, if that fan switch is in the on position, the fan keeps running, and it runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you shut your house down for 4, 5, 6 months, you're going to come back and you're going to wonder why you're using so darn much electricity.
You're going to call our 1-800 number and say, why is my bill so high?
I had a situation where a seasonal neighbor of mine, was complaining to me one day about his electric bill when he found out what kind of work I did. His electric bill in an unoccupied house was higher than my electric bill in an occupied house.
And sometimes it's tough trying to figure out what you're doing.
And I told him, I said, you're going away. He lived in Connecticut. I said, you're going back to Connecticut. I'll keep an eye on your house and see if I can't figure out what's going on. And that was part of it. There was another little problem that he had with it. But but that was a good chunk of it. And so I got his electric bill down from well over $100 a month to in the $10 or $15 range.
Oh my goodness gracious! I mean,
from an unoccupied house. Yeah.
That's a great tip, John. Thank you for sharing. speaking of getting your bills down, we actually have a new rebate available from Cape Light Compact. If you're thinking about installing a free watt combined heat and power system, John, I'm going to come back to this in a minute because I want you to explain what that is.
Sure.
If you're looking to install one in your home, Cape Light Compact is offering a $2,000 rebate for up to 10 homes or 10 people who are looking to install this in their home. John, can you tell us a little bit what a CHP system is?
CHP stands for Combined Heat and Power. And the free watt system is a relatively new product. I believe Honda is at least Honda makes the engine, so I'm not sure who actually makes the furnace side of it. But what it is when your house is calling for heat, this free watt system will kick on and deliver heat to your house. In the process, it generates electricity. And that electricity that it generates can be either used by your house, or if you're...
Is this the heat coming off the system?
Heat coming off the system.
Okay.
It works very much like a car engine.
Okay.
When you're running your car, mm-hmm. in the middle of winter, you turn the heat on in the car. Well, the heat coming into the cabin of the car mm-hmm. is coming off the engine block. Ordinarily, that heat would be wasted. If you didn't use it, and in the summer, in fact, the heat coming off your engine block is wasted.
Mm-hmm.
But ordinarily, that heat would be wasted, whether it, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but it's wasted.
It
gets wasted back in the power plant if you don't have one of these things.
Right.
But what happens is you turn this thing on, you've got the heat coming from this generator, and that's what you use to heat the house. And while it's heating the house, it's also generating electricity. And that's where the free watt part of it comes in.
Gotcha.
See, that's a component in a generator. That's a component that you'd be looking for is the electricity. And the heat gets thrown away. With these, you've got the heat that's being used and the electricity, which is the byproduct.
Mm-hmm.
You can either use it in the house if you're demanding it at the time, or it can actually go back onto the grid. For use at a later date, so it's quite an interesting concept. We're only going to be rebating 10 of them now, mainly because we just don't want to run on it. At $2,000 a piece, the the rebate's actually going to go fairly quickly.
Well, and they're not cheap systems.
Right. No, they're not cheap systems. No, I would say if you have natural gas coming to your house.
I was just going to ask you, right, what kind of does it have to be a natural gas?
Doesn't absolutely have to be, but I also believe that National Grid has an additional incentive for it too. Mm-hmm. So you could combine the Cape Light Compact incentive with a National Grid incentive, and it would be much more cost effective that way. So I would recommend that if you are someone who is considering replacing your heating system, mm-hmm, and if you have natural gas coming to your house, that you may want to look into this.
Yeah.
I think it's a wave of the future. I wish I had natural gas coming to my house because I would have one of these things. I have coveted one ever since I first saw it at a trade show several years ago, and I'm quite frustrated by the fact that I don't have natural gas coming to my house, and so therefore
I'm sorry, John.
Well, I am too.
Oh, well.
Plus, I like gadgets. Yeah. I like gadgets anyway.
That so. I know. Right, that so. I can attest to. Right. For more information on this rebate, please call us at 1-800-797-6699. And we have some wonderful representatives who can answer your questions about getting qualified for this rebate. Just really quickly, I want to give you some upcoming dates that we have some events coming. September 23rd, Habitat for Humanity of Cape Cod is going to do an open house of their Gomes Way project. October 3rd, the Living Local Harvest Festival in Martha's Vineyard. October 4th, the Faith and Energy Conference at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Falmouth. And then, of course, we have all of our training sessions coming up. We would love you to please attend. Cape Light Compact will be at all of these events. So, again, check our website for that information. And you know what? It's time to wrap up.
Time to wrap up once again.
Once again.
Half hour flies by.
It really does. And give me 2 seconds here. I'd like to thank my, of course, very knowledgeable and always enlightening co-host, John Burns, who is an energy efficiency program planner at Cape Light Compact. And I'd also like to thank our engineer, John Braden, for all the work he's done today. Thank you very much, John. Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown on 92.1 and on your FM dial, and streamed at the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, and I want to thank you very much for listening, and as always, wish you a wonderful, energy-efficient afternoon. Thank you.